Community Connection this morning, and City Councilman for Ward 5, soon to be transplanted over to the new Ward 1. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Charlie.
Nice. You're not moving, but the wards are.
They're moving those lines around. Yep, I'll be in the new Ward 1. Not a lot of changes. Ward 1 and Ward 5, probably the biggest changes.
Yeah, and that's just due to, that was where over the past roughly 10 years, the most of the new home construction has gone on in those geographic area. Not that there hasn't been some elsewhere, but that's where most of it is.
That's right.
But, of course, I will mention, so that you don't necessarily have to, the filing period for those city council seats next Monday through Wednesday, and then the election coming up the same day we elect a new president and a few other offices as well.
Right, yeah. The new ward boundaries take effect August the 8th, which just happens to coincide with that filing period, so that anyone who wants to file to serve in a city council position will automatically be in the correct ward, and that will put me in Ward 1.
Okay, well, again, if you think you still live in Ward 1, then that will be at least a candidate. I have no idea who else may or may not file, but again, the filing period coming up next Monday as part of our city process. City Council last night, there are probably a few things that we could talk about, but generally speaking, a lot of just update bookkeeping items, not necessarily routine nature, but to say it was big news. You were busy, but not a lot of good stuff.
It's routine. Every year, the fiscal year starts July 1, so all of these things come together. Over the year, they're going to need asphaltic concrete. They're going to need rock salt if we have bad weather. So all of those things, we get contracts to get pricing. It allows them to know where their source is, have pricing for budget, and just get a good handle on operations so that things can go smoothly for the remainder of the year. A lot of those came forward last night, became the John Cain show. He had most of those reviews, so he got to work through a lot of those details. Not terribly exciting, but it is very important to a smooth operation.
Well, and again, just so the listeners know, a city councilman is assigned or volunteers for the duty of reviewing every bid, kind of checking every comma, dotted I, that sort of thing, to make sure that this is what we ask for, this is what you bid. They hopefully match out one for one, and then you look at the best price available after that.
That's right. Yeah, I sometimes forget, not everybody's as familiar with that as I am, but yes, one of us will take that. Staff does a tremendous job in preparing all of this, but we go through it, look at those things. You get questions, what is the budget, where is that coming from, what department, what line item, maybe it's from CIP funds, whatever source that we have. And then also you get into questions. We like to see local bidders whenever possible. It's not always possible to do that. But go through those things and then make a presentation to the council, have discussion, and move forward.
And I think it's interesting sometimes on, just as a outside observer, reading between the lines on a particular project, and I'm not thinking of anything specific, it seems as though the bids are either a lot higher or a lot lower from the same time that you bid similar items 6 months, a year ago, and kind of, to me, says something about either, I'm hungry, I need some work, or I got all the work I really need. If you give it to me, it's okay, but I don't necessarily want to take on more.
It is interesting to watch these year over year, because the economy being what it is, we can't seem to change that, but you will see some significant changes. Some things get a lot higher. Things are busy and people are not as hungry, as you say. In other cases, supply costs go down. Obviously, we suffer because of the oil industry, but that also makes some of those things. We derive so many of our products in life from oil that those go down. And you do see some interesting fluctuations over a period of a year over year. And we saw that yesterday as some things went down, which is a great thing, unusual to see. Mm-hmm. I think it ties back to some of the contracts we do when we do borrowing, that interest rates have just been phenomenal if you're in the position to borrow, not in that great a position if you're on the other side of the equation.
Yeah. And anyway, some of the items that I think are at least worth noting, just as we get set for street work coming up, the materials for mill and overlay projects and some of those things, you're nice to see good prices on some of those.
It is good, because those tend to be expensive projects. When you go in, if you've ever done your driveway, you know, just your driveway, the number, it's just like, it's how much? And then you imagine doing...
It's not a big driveway.
That's right. You imagine doing that driveway all the way from Cherokee to Armstrong, two lanes wide, if you will, and it has to be a really heavy driveway because of trucks. That's a very busy street. So that is one that we did last night, was the 14th Street rehabilitation from Cherokee across to Armstrong. Largely mill and overlay. There will be some panel replacement where the underlying bed is not sufficient, not unlike what we've done in many other places in town. It will be inconvenient for a time, but the result will be worth it, and I think the people that use that regularly will find that it'll be a much improved roadway. I know Terry Lauritsen, Mike Seamers, the different ones in engineering have explained to me that it's much better to fix something now than to wait until you have to completely replace it. Also lets you do a lot more street work, and that's what we try to do, is get ahead of the curve, be proactive.
Well, and when it comes to mill and overlay projects, and I don't care where they are, there is a period of time when, and I know some of these projects, you do a phase of it, and then, I don't know, maybe there, it has to sit for a day or two before mm-hmm. because you get back to it. It's just a... It's not bad, but it's an inconvenience. And when you talk about streets like Cherokee, where people are trying to get to school or get to work or whatever, it's an inconvenience.
It will be. People have to redo their routes, and it just, I'm like everybody else. I'm used to getting in the car, and it almost drives itself to where I'm going because I do that so often. So it will be a change for a while, but then you get to see a part of the neighborhood you haven't seen before.
There you go. There's a find the positive whenever you
adventure.
Can. President of the Main Street Bartlesville, Mark Haskell, went before the council mm-hmm. last night, and that was one of the more visible items that you did.
Main Street has done a wonderful job downtown. Of course, we have worked for years, we being the collective we. This has gone on for many years. And to keep downtown vibrant, to keep downtown attractive, desirable, obviously it's the home to several of our large corporate employers. Several banking companies, offices for attorneys and finance and just so many things, insurance that...
And some good food downtown.
And some good food downtown. We have a number of housing units, people that want to live downtown, perhaps not even have to get their car out to be able to walk to work and to walk to the different things. So they have worked really hard, many, many hours, lots of people involved. It goes back many years. And Mark Haskell came forward last night, brought a report just for the last 6 years, because he was dealing primarily with the Main Street Bartlesville program, which was instituted here about 6 years ago. What's been accomplished in that period of time? Some of those things you don't see, some of the more obvious things perhaps, facades, storefronts. He said there are 36 new or improved facades. 38 of the buildings downtown have been sold. Over $14 million of a private investment, and then a lot of public investment. We have the TIF districts, both TIF 1 and TIF 2, that cover downtown and west, east, get turned around, east of Bartlesville, what's called Capitol Hill, that TIF money's captured and returned in investment to help improve those areas. So Mark made a very thorough presentation last night. At the conclusion of that, I think the city council was very happy and pleased. It was a unanimous vote to support a resolution for the continued revitalization in downtown, supporting the continued participation of Main Street Bartlesville in the national and state Main Street program. They are an important stakeholder in that effort as everyone works together to keep Bartlesville strong.
And I think sometimes when you get the numbers all put together like that, it at least goes a long way towards answering the question, why do we need to do all this stuff, you know?
And there are a lot of ideas. I think at the heart of it, you find that a city is identified with its downtown core. As we think of towns, perhaps the highway ran around the outside skirt, and over 10 or 30 or 40 years, the town gravitated out to the highway. We have towns not too far from us that if you ask people where downtown was, they don't know. It's out on the highway. So the heart of downtown, the identity where we started, Mark mentioned characters last night, but you think of all the folks, the Getty family, the Phillips family, just so many names you start listing and you're going to leave somebody out. But so many people that have been involved, and that all happened in that area. Mm-hmm. So a lot of history there, just a neat place. And they're doing good things for that. Of course, we want all of Bartlesville. We have good things happening on the highway. The highway is important. We have things happening north and south and east. So those are things we all pay attention to. But last night we focused on downtown.
Okay. Well, we'll focus both on downtown and along our highways when we continue in just a moment on K1.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And again, talking things over on this Tuesday morning, and Dale Copeland in, again, the current Ward 5, soon to be Ward 4 candidate for re-election. At least Ward 1. You haven't actually moved. The wards just have a little bit.
Right.
You mentioned downtown development and other developments in progress. Along the highway, we have the new Atwoods going up, and within days or weeks, the announcement of who's moving in over there to the GBT project over by Lowe's.
There are a number of things. You drive down the highway, and if you don't go every day, it really is an exciting thing to drive by, and the concrete's down at the Atwoods building. Mm-hmm. And a few days go by, and you drive by, and there's steel up, and you drive by, and now it's totally enclosed, and they're doing interior work. I talked to a fellow the other day, they're doing the HVAC work, the electrical. So that's really coming along, and you can see that taking shape. And at first, when they're moving dirt, it's hard to get a mental picture, but you can see a store building coming up out of that. So that's exciting. The what we call now the GBT, the property just east of Lowe's there along Adams on the south side, where you come down the hill all the way to Lowe's. That is moving forward, cleared a number of hurdles. David Wood and his group at the Bartlesville Development Authority have worked really hard on that to get all of the details, again, that you don't see, but that are very important to get all of the property arrangements. We did the Tax Increment Financing District, TIF 10, it's being mm-hmm. called, to help fund some of the public infrastructure things there. We're getting very close, Charlie. That those documents, paperwork, you have to have paper. We were talking earlier, I don't know that computers have made us paperless, but they print paper really, really fast. And so lots of paper, but we're getting to the final steps in all that preparation, and I have great confidence that within weeks, not months, but within weeks, we should actually see equipment on site and see things moving forward. A number of exciting things happening there. There have been no names released, but if you'll recall back when we did the Angelou study, there was a list came out of that of the desired or preferred retail operations, mm-hmm. in not just in the type, a grocery store, a clothing store, a sports activity
store. There were specific brands named.
But specific brands were named, and there have been none of those names released, but as has been mentioned before, if you go look at the websites to find out who this group works with in other places, and if you make the assumption that perhaps those same things, or at least some of them, might happen here, you see some names that were on that preferred list of retailers. So I think that people will be very pleased, and I think that we will see that again begin to happen very, very quickly. Obviously, it's their advantage to make that happen and get it done and have that open. So change is coming. I drove through there yesterday. And if you drive through there over many years, it's just the way it is. It's mm-hmm. always been like that. And I tried to imagine what that's going to look like, totally rebuilt, if you will. It's going to be an exciting time. That's coming along. Like I said, the downtown, I guess Ross Group on 2nd Street is already got, I understand, some people that have signed up, even have taken tenancy in that. So okay. Good things.
Just as far as we look at the calendar, school's starting in a couple of weeks. So mm-hmm. I guess this is an opportunity for us to start reminding people that students will be making their way to and from class.
You'll begin to see, if my memory serves, in just very few days, you'll begin to see buses out as they get ready to start practicing their routes. They go out and do that early. Staff will begin to report and get ready for another school year. So It's hard to believe summer's almost over, Charlie. I know my grandkids are not very excited about that, but school will start, and we do want to begin to pay attention. Those speed limits, particularly in the school district areas around the grade schools especially. You know, we do a program every year of walk to school, mm-hmm. and we encourage that. I think it's great for the people to get out and walk, particularly for the kids to walk to school. You know, when you and I were kids, we walked to school. It was uphill both ways.
Dragging the pony.
That's yeah. right.
But actually, I think I rode my bike most of the time to school, but it really doesn't matter. Yeah.
But it's good for them to get out, but we do want to watch for them. Some of these folks are shorter people, mm-hmm. and it's hard to see as they step around that bush or whatever, and we don't want to have a problem. So encourage them to walk to school, ride their bike, and school will be starting. We want to be really careful about that. Plus, it's going to be hot.
Yes, it will be hot. And speaking of hot, the pools close, I believe, the same day school starts, or thereabout.
Just about. I think last night I talked with Lisa Beeman. They're planning to keep the pools August 13.
Okay.
So, yeah, that overlap should be pretty good. The pools overall, I think, have just done an excellent job this year. It's been a good year to go to the pool. As hot as it's been, that's not a bad place to spend the afternoon. The younger ones really like, particularly Frontier Pool, with all the different equipment and splash pads and things. Great time to go to the pools and take advantage of that before that season is over, and we enter that next season for, it's hard to believe, fall's around the corner.
There you go. And we'll be talking about the walk to school event and a few other things fairly soon. Downtown construction along Adams, as we kind of look along to the side of all that fenced-in area, and your new public safety building seems to be moving along well.
That's another one. You can begin to see something there. It looks yeah. like a police station if you squint really hard. The fire building, of course, they have to get the new fire addition done. Then they're going to move into that so that they can redo the old building. We want to keep that building. It has a lot of history, and it's just a great architectural feature there downtown. So that's coming along. Crossland Construction is the general contractor on that, and they've done a tremendous job. There are people out there working even on the weekends. So that's planned to still be available if all goes according to plan late November. By the end of the year, there's going to be a lot of neat new stuff in Bartlesville, Charlie.
Yeah. And looking forward to using some of it, at least.
I know the police department will be happy to get in a new new facility and a place that doesn't have the problems the old one did. It'll be modern. It'll have all of the things that we sometimes take for granted in terms of technology. And I think it'll be a real addition to the city of Bartlesville, plus a very convenient location.
Yeah, hopefully Tom Holland will be able to find his way around the new building. So, but one other thing that I couple of things if we have time, correcting a Scrivener's error. That sounds kind of printer related somewhere along the line.
As they went through the paperwork, we talked earlier about lots of papers. They went through the paperwork for TIF 10. It turned out that the map was correct, but the legal detail where it says for 6.9 feet from this point to that point and then going, all those things, if you've ever read your homeowner's legal description, mm-hmm. if you can imagine an area that encompasses many acres, it turned out that that had an incorrect description, so which is called a Scrivener's error. That was corrected last night, that we will now have the proper legal description to match the map. It was a technical thing, but very important that TIF 10 be properly defined and outlined. And that also relates back to that project on Adams Road to help with the funding through what's called a tax increment financing district.
Yeah, and I guess when we talk property going up, moving a little bit to the north from the police station, the pavilion coming along at Johnstone Park.
That is a neat deal. Of course, the leadership Bartlesville class put up a sign there on the corner, and now we've got the pavilion. The concrete was poured. Again, that was a delay because of supply issues and things, but once they got started, they were at, I believe, 4 a.m. pouring concrete. Not a bad time with this weather to pour concrete. And now the steel is going up. It's another location as you drive down Hensley just before you get to Dungeness Memorial Stadium, to see that come up out of the ground and to begin to picture. I've seen the artist renditions, but to see the actual building come up, going to be a great resource. Farmers market, perhaps, people just out on the Pathfinder for a walk, great place to get out of the sun or out of the rain, as the case may be. But that will be added. We did another bid receipt last night tied to that to continue enhancements, like many things in government, to control and maintain cost and handle that. We do this in phases. The first phase is this building, actually the first two phases, but there are sidewalks to be added, the restroom facilities to be added. There's a vision. At this point, it's a vision, a fire pit, perhaps a water feature that will make that a very attractive place to go right there at the southeast corner of Johnstone Park, right where Highway 123, Hensley Boulevard, all of these parts of town come together. Great place to get out for a walk or a bike ride and stop and have a snack.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dale. Appreciate your update to the listeners and taxpayers, citizens of Bartlesville, and stay out of the heat if you can.
Amen.
Okay. That's the Community Connection on AM 1400 and our Community Connection brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church of Bartlesville and by Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center working together to keep you on the move. 5 before 9.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner. An Oklahoma County judge denying a retail liquor group's request to block a November ballot measure.